Hey everyone, welcome back to the 10M podcast. Give me 10 minutes and I'll give you something to think about. I'm RJ and the 10 today is something I've come to realize recently. It's what I'm calling the unconscious push. It's about how, without even realizing it, the way we try to prove ourselves, whether at work, in our relationships, or in life in general, can sometimes have unintended negative consequences. So the other day, I was in a session with my life/career coach, and we were talking about my drive to be the best I can be. I've always been someone who pushes hard to prove myself, whether it's taking on extra projects at work, striving to exceed expectations in relationships, or just constantly looking for ways to improve. I thought this was all positive, but during that conversation, I had a realization about something I hadn't really considered before. It hit me that, without even meaning to, my intense drive and desire to prove myself could be pushing people in a negative way. By always trying to be better, by wanting to excel in every aspect of life, I might unintentionally make others feel threatened. They might see my efforts as a competition rather than just me trying to do my best. And when people feel threatened, they can flip on you. They might become distant, critical, or even start to undermine you. I started to see this pattern, this unconscious push in various parts of my life. I realized that while I was just trying to prove my worth and capabilities, others might have interpreted my actions differently. This realization really hit home because I've experienced this before, not just at work, but in other areas of my life. For example, in my career, I've been in multiple situations where I thought I had created positive relationships and partnerships. I was doing my best, putting in the effort to excel and contribute to the team. But then the situation would suddenly turn on me. Relationships that I thought were solid would deteriorate, and I'd find myself facing unexpected challenges. And I'll be honest, this wasn't just confusing. It was painful, especially for me, because I'm more of a sensitive soul. I experienced a lot of hurt in these situations. It felt like I was being punished for trying to be my best, for trying to do the right thing. It made me question myself and my approach, and I couldn't understand why things seemed to flip so quickly. But as I've reflected on it, I realized that sometimes it's not just about my actions. Sometimes it might not just be the right situation for me. The people or the environment might simply not be the right fit. No matter how hard you try, if it's not the right match, things might not work out the way you hoped. For example, there was a time when I was in a work environment that, looking back, was very politically driven. At the time, I didn't see it. My focus was on proving myself and doing the best job I could. But in that kind of environment, my drive might have been seen as a threat, or maybe just didn't align with the way things operated there. It was a tough lesson to learn, but it taught me to pay more attention to whether a situation is really right for me. This idea of the unconscious push isn't just something that happens at work. It can happen in any area of life where you're striving to prove yourself, whether it's within your family, among friends, or even in the broader community. The drive to be seen as successful, capable, or valuable can sometimes push people away instead of drawing them closer. But how do you know when it's the right time to push and when it's better to step back? I think part of it comes down to feedback. Being open to hearing how others are responding to your efforts. Sometimes feedback can reveal whether you're in an environment that values what you bring to the table or whether it's simply not the right fit. It's not easy to hear that you might be pushing too hard or that your efforts aren't landing the way you intended, but it's crucial for your growth. And if you realize that the environment isn't the right fit, it doesn't mean you've failed. It might just mean it's time to find a place where your strengths can truly shine. And that's happened to me recently. After realizing this, I've been thinking a lot about how my drive to prove myself might have impacted the people around me, whether at work, in friendships, and even in family dynamics. It's not something I've fully figured out yet, but I'm trying to be more mindful of how my actions are perceived. I'm not saying I have all the answers, far from it, but I've started to ask myself some questions like, am I creating an environment where people feel supported, or am I unintentionally making them feel like they're in competition with me? And equally important, is this situation or are these people the right fit for me? I think it's worth considering how our actions, even when well-intentioned, might come across to others and whether we're in the right place for those actions to be appreciated. Reflecting on this, I've started to be more conscious of how my actions might be impacting those around me. It's not about dimming my light, but about shining in a way that lifts others up rather than casting a shadow. I encourage you to think about your own interactions. Are there ways you might be unconsciously pushing others? And if you're finding that certain situations always seem to go sideways, maybe it's worth asking whether you're in the right environment to begin with. Remember, it's possible to prove yourself without creating friction. It's all about finding that balance between personal drive and collaboration, between being your best self and helping others to be their best selves too. So as you go about your week, I challenge you to take a step back and reflect. How are your efforts to prove yourself being perceived by others? Are you lifting up those around you, or might there be some unconscious push happening? And is the situation you're in really the right fit for you? If you've ever found yourself in a situation where you felt like you were trying your best, but things just weren't working out, what did you learn from that experience? How did you know it was time to move on or adjust your approach? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please drop them in the comments and share with me. Thank you for spending these 10 minutes with me on the 10M podcast. I'm RJ, and I hope today's episode gave you something to think about. I'll see you next time as we continue exploring life's big questions one step at a time. Take care and keep growing.